It's time for Recipe of the Day. One of the goals of this podcast is to help listeners with their decision-making process. You know, you're driving home from work and you're thinking, oh no, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? Or you're doing your meal plan and you're trying to come up with ideas. Here, I'm telling you about different recipes and I'm hoping that that's going to spur those ideas and help you make those decisions. That's why I choose the recipes that are like right for the day, right for the day of the week, weekends, holidays, all of that to help with that decision-making process to make your life easier. Now, one of the concepts that I often use for making my decisions about what to make for dinner is something that I call the side dish solution. This is where instead of trying to think of your main protein or like a kind of dish, you instead think of one interesting side dish. Once you have the one interesting side dish, the rest of the meal can be quite simple, or you can choose things that kind of play with that side dish. So let's say you were choosing the asparagus and parmesan appetizer side dish that I told you about back on January 14th as your side dish for the side dish solution. Then you might think about, oh, what goes with asparagus? And maybe salmon is what's going to come to mind. And it can be a really simple salmon because you've got this beautiful asparagus, maybe a few little potatoes, and you're good to go. So you make one special side dish and then everything else can be simple and you just choose things that kind of go with it. You see what I mean? So along that idea, today I have a side dish for you that I think is really special. It's one that I often serve at the holiday season, but I serve it other times of year as well, and that is for brown sugar carrots. Now, I will say this recipe calls for 1/4 cup of butter and 1/4 cup of brown sugar, and that is how I make it during the holiday season. But if you are making this as part of a healthy January kind of thing, you can do half the amount of both of those, and it's still going to be really good. So then, if you were going to use this recipe as like the center of your dinner in that side dish solution kind of way, you might think about what goes well with the brown sugar butter kind of flavor, maybe some nice juicy chicken thighs or pork tenderloin. I also think a wild rice blend would be really nice there. So you see what I mean? You get those beautiful carrots and then you just choose some simple things to go with it. Okay, I have one more little note about this recipe before I tell you how to make it. This is for whole carrots with the green still on. You can absolutely substitute 1 pound of the baby cut carrots. They will work. But if you can find in your grocery store the carrots that still have all the greens on, they just look so pretty. The presentation's really, really nice. So what you're going to do is you're going to get those carrots, give them a good scrub. If they're fairly young, like not too big, you don't need to peel them. You just give them a scrub with a brush and that'll take anything off the outside that you don't want. And then you're going to trim away most of the greens. You're going to leave maybe about 3/4 of an inch on there. I'm just going to say now, when you're using the greens of the carrots, you want to make sure that they do have olive oil on them, even though you're not going to be eating them. And that kind of protects them a little bit and stops them from really blackening. Okay, your oven should be preheating at 425 degrees Fahrenheit. I always forget to tell you that. So the oven is going. You've trimmed your carrots. You line a cookie sheet with aluminum foil, or you can use parchment paper or a silicone mat. You just are going to be dealing with sugar in the oven and that can burn onto the pan and make it really hard to clean. So you do want something between the carrots and the pan for this. Then you're going to put your carrots onto the baking sheet and you're going to drizzle them with 1 tablespoon of olive oil, making sure to get those greens as well. And then they go in the oven and they bake for 20 minutes. Flip them halfway through just so that it's going a little bit more evenly, but that's pretty much it for that. While they're baking, you're going to melt some butter, quite a bit of butter. It's 1/4 cup, 4 tablespoons in a small bowl. And then you're going to add brown sugar to that, about 1/4 cup of brown sugar. Mix that up. Once the 20 minutes are up in the oven, check the carrots with a fork. Just make sure that they're tender. And if they are, then you're going to spread that brown sugar butter mixture all over the carrots, roll them around in a little bit, and then bake them for another 5 minutes. Serve. That is it. Beautiful brown sugar glazed carrots. They're going to make such a nice centerpiece to your meal tonight. I'm going to put the link to this recipe in the show notes, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD. All the links to the recipes that I talk about are there, arranged by date, so they're easy to find. And I'm just going to let you know that I am on social media. If you love my ideas here, you will love my ideas there. So make sure you're following me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I am Cook the Story in all three of those places. I'm Christine Pittman from Cook the Story. Let's get cooking.